Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass about to take your calls because, yes, we have AC/DC tickets. Call now, 404-726-0929. Two pair going out right now for the Power Up Tour on Thursday, August 27th, 2026, at Mercedes-Benz. Tickets are provided by Live Nation, and tickets do go on sale tomorrow at 10 at Ticketmaster.com. 404-726-0929, and good luck. Now, the clock is ticking for takeoff for the Falcons and Squid over here to head over to Berlin. So I asked yesterday, I'm a little afraid to ask right now, but are you packed?
No.
Surely. No! How are you not packed for an international trip?
Well,
what is it, four nights? One, two, three.
No, it's Friday night, Saturday night, and then I'll be home. I'll be on the plane. I'm going to be on the plane tonight. And I'll be on...
Oh, you could. Okay, so you're not counting tonight as a night because you're going to be on the plane.
No. They actually had a chance where we could take a luggage drop, but it just happened to be the same hours of my show. And not to mention the fact that I'm sure I could have. They would have accommodated me.
Our show.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Our show,
yeah.
Ali's show, Mike's show, Dylan's show, my show, our show. There, you better? You happy?
I am, actually.
But I'm just going to treat it like a two-day trip. I'll just take my regular carry-on. I'll pack like I normally do, really. I overpack anyways for the one-day trips. Like, I load my bag up for a one-day trip.
Will you guys have the lay-down seats on the plane tonight or Ooh. Today?
I'm sure someone will, but we won't. They're called players.
You're like, I will be laying across four seats with
yeah.
armrests.
Probably not even, but I am sure that the players will have it. I think we have a 3-3-3.
I can't remember who it was last week. I was looking at it, had the double-decker.
When you were playing... we flew a couple of double-deckers across to the West Coast, I remember.
Allie, what he's trying to say is when you were on IR, which is fine. I was not involved in the double-decker trips, but...
I really wasn't taking a shot like that. When you're on the team, when you were a player, I didn't know...
I didn't want Allie to look at me and be like, why don't you remember that? Like,
well, there was a couple of trips that you took that I wasn't around. Like 10 and 10 and 11.
Seattle. I used to love the West Coast trips. So, we always have random places we'd work out at. So, yeah, like in Washington, mm-hmm. University of Washington or Petco Park out in San Diego. Good stuff.
Do you guys pack like you're a different person? You're going to be a different person on the trip? Like, oh, okay, I need a book. Oh, I should probably take two because I'll probably finish the first one. And then
but not the same. I pack like, oh, I'm going to dress up when I go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, let me get jeans and let me get an outfit that I can go to a nice steakhouse for, knowing good and damn well I don't ever go to a nice steakhouse. It's always a sports bar so we can watch games. So, yeah, I do. But the book thing, no, it's just ridiculous.
Like all the workout clothes in the world. I'm going to work out every day while I'm on vacation.
I was like, let me throw the Kindle in there.
I do work out on the road, actually.
Okay, good for you. You had to throw that in there.
What? No.
You're better than us.
Oh, yeah. Miss, I'm going to run 20 miles and let everyone see it. You're going to come at me about
Rusty
saying
just
I work
said he was
out
unfollowing
road.
You. Rusty just said he was unfollowing you because your posts about your exercise.
I was like, hey, guys, just ran 17 and a half miles. Yeah. All is well. You know, I think I might go, clean the house now. Yeah. Just all this energy.
Hey, post a picture, a screen grab of your running app. Prove it. I don't believe you. As I'm pounding a donut or something.
You know what would happen if I ran like 1.7 miles and tried to post a video right after?
Mike, why are you laying on the floor? I can't get up. Help me.
Well, this is going off the rails.
You started it. I'm sorry.
I did start this. So we got to talk about this matchup that's happening on Sunday. Once you finally arrive, do you have any last concerns about the Colts defense, Falcons offense?
I think there's a lot to be concerned about. There's no doubt about it. I think, tell me if I am wrong on my train of thought, Bo.
I definitely will.
Okay. I feel better about the Falcons' offensive matchup with their defense than I do our matchup with our defense against their offense. And that's because I'm not a huge believer in our offense. But I think that the way that their offensive line plays and the way our defense line has looked against the run, I think that is a very bad matchup. But I also look at their secondary, their ability to be good on third down and some of that, and I'm going, okay, our offense hasn't been great, but I feel better about our offense than I do our defense in this matchup coming up this weekend.
I see it slightly. I think the fear that you have is that they are going to control the football, run the ball down our throats, and –
you're saying is I'm being a Quentin Nelson fanboy, which is fine.
Well,
I am.
It's not just Quentin Nelson. In fact, can I just – will you allow me to peel the curtain back?
We'll do that, yeah. How the sausage is made.
You probably heard this, Allie, but we're watching film this morning, and we were trying to watch their defense versus our offense.
I know what you're about to say.
And their offense pops up against the Steelers defense. And Mike's like, oh. God, he's so good. His footwork, he might have the best footwork I've ever seen. Watch his hands. His hands don't move.
But I wasn't talking about Quentin Nelson though.
No, you weren't. That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
So and he goes on, and I was like, "Who are you talking about?" And he's like, "He goes, look at their center, Tanner Ortolini. He's so good."
You had to check the name pronunciation.
He's so good.
He is. He's good, dude.
Look how his hands don't move.
Oh man!
And he takes short little athletic steps. Dude. He's never unbalanced. He's talking like he's getting more passionate with it. Yeah. I'm like, dude, like
everyone geeks out about something.
You made it sound a little sensual. Like I wasn't that far.
You're pretty close.
I get a little passionate about it. It's all good.
Allie heard it. I mean,
it is what it is, man. He's a very technically sound player, and don't have to go in the weeds on it, but when you can move your feet very quickly and your hands don't budge, you are going to be in good positioning as an offensive lineman. And that boy, he is. I mean, he's got the triangle with the head and the hands just ready to freaking unload on somebody. And
there
it is
awesome. A sparkle in your eye as you're saying this right now.
It's like my Instagram profile handle says. I love my wife, I love my kids, and I love good offensive line play. And that is what I stand on. I stand on business with that. So that's how I feel.
Well, there are two things that Atlanta loves most: brunch and the Falcons. And you can have them both. You can join me and Bud Light for the battle in Berlin between the Falcons and Colts. It's a special Sunday morning watch party at Park Tavern in Midtown featuring a brunch menu, DJ, and specials on Bud Light. This party is going to start at 9 a.m. Hang out with Freddie the Falcon and the cheer team. Win Falcons tickets. Compete in Bud Light's football toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Must be 21 plus, and please drink responsibly. It will be 9 a.m. So underline that a little bit.
Yeah, just a small hurdle.
Oh, yeah. The one time I didn't go and what didn't have to work the game, I was like, man, hungover at 3 in the afternoon.
That's such a weird feeling, isn't it?
It really is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver,
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up, Braves made some changes. We'll talk about that. And we've got our Life of Squid.
Charles Barkley he speaks perfectly about LeBron and his future. And I'll tell you what he said next. Morning Show, Sports Radio, 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.